Oh, hey. I didn't hear you come in. Sorry. I'm not doing anything. Nothing important. I was just sketching some stuff for a commission. No, you're not disturbing me. Not one bit. What's up? You need a distraction. Ah, from the okay, got it. Why don't you come sit next to me? Oh no, don't worry about it. The commission can wait. Your well-being is way more important. Put your arm on the desk and, I don't know, you can just rest your head on the table if you want. Or on my shoulder. I'm just gonna be doodling some stuff on your arm. Oh, what? I'm not gonna draw a dick on your arm. Don't worry. What do you take me for? Some kind of kid? I'll have you know, I am an esteemed artist, and I will only use my skills for good. Unless you count dicks on your arm as good, and then I'll just have to feel your. Okay, I'll stop with the dicks. Let me just start with something simple. Okay. I'll start with some flowers then. Just a tiny one here. One there. Another one here. I'm just gonna keep drawing it at random spaces on your arm, okay? Flowers. Flowers. It's such a wonderfully beautiful thing. You know, an artist I learned about recently, this guy named Takashi Murakami, he has loads of works that feature this little flower symbol thing. Let me draw it. It looks like this, with like a cutesy little smile that's basically a colon and the letter D. It's cute, but like slightly ominous. Oh, Murakami actually came to my country for a talk recently. But I couldn't go because I was sick and I was busy. Oh well. Maybe next time. Man, artists really like flowers. I'm no exception. Not that I'm much of an artist yet. I really love roses, just 'cause I'm a hopeless romantic. You know, if you ever want to seduce me, you can just get me a bunch of roses and I'll just be absolutely smitten. Okay, but roses are really, really hard to draw. They've got like so many different layers of petals that fold weird. I'm gonna attempt to draw one here, okay? If I mess it up, I'll cover it with something else later. Let's see. One here, swirly. And then, Okay, that kinda looks like a rose, I guess. Or a lettuce. Oh well. What were we talking about? Oh, right. Artists and flowers. Van Gogh painted a series of sunflowers. Was it Van Gogh? Crap, I don't remember. Oh my gosh, sunflowers remind me of that song from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I'm gonna doodle a bunch of musical notes. Do you know that song? Crap, how does it go? Needless to say, I give him a da. No, I don't remember the lyrics. Okay, hey, look, Miles Morales didn't remember the lyrics either. So you can't blame me. Yeah, I don't remember anything else. Let's get back to flowers. Oh, Claude Monet painted really lovely water lilies. Oh, but there's this painting that I really like. I think it's called Poppy Field in Argenteuil. Argenteuil? I think I butchered the last word. It's in French. You pronounce French by pronouncing all the letters that aren't there. Anyway, Monet's style is so fascinating. I want to try and do what he did. He could make dots of paint just look like something it's not. Those poppies in the poppy field, if you look closely, they're just dots or drops of red paint in a sea of green. But they look so soft and fluffy and welcoming. I guess that's the appeal of impressionist stuff. Oh god, wait, that doesn't look anything like poppies. It looks more like a pile of rubble. Oh no, okay. Let me make it better by drawing something else. Oh, I'm gonna draw you a cute puppy playing in the poppies. Get it? Puppy? Poppy? Okay, never mind then. I'll continue drawing. Ugh. Let's give the puppy a friend. How about a little kitty? Oh, speaking of cats, I realize a lot of audio people I listen to have cats. Okay, maybe not a lot, but more than I expected. Off the top of my head, I remember your mom's fave lover has Muffin and Cookie. Hey, It's Metal has Admiral Nelson. The Grey Knight has Mrs. Kitty. Oh, and how could I forget? Cheese Snarky has like 17 fur balls. That's almost too many. Almost. Man, I want a cat. Or a dog. I want both. How about I draw a couple of butterflies all around? When I was younger, my siblings and I used to go to the garden area near our void deck to catch butterflies. And they'd catch other bugs. My bro had an obsession with catching spiders for some reason. He'd say it's for science, but I'll stick to the prettier looking butterflies, thank you. This composition doesn't really make sense right now, 'cause there's like floating flowers and stuff. But it's fine. It looks cute. Okay, let me draw some clouds to fill the non-existent sky. There's this song I like called Clouds by Will Connolly. He's the actor for the protagonist of the musical Be More Chill. Oh, his voice is so angelic. Do you listen to Be More Chill? Or any musicals at all? You should. Musicals are really good. They give me bomb ass backing tracks to my life. Done with the clouds. We gotta have some rain too. 'Cause when there's too many clouds and they're getting too heavy, they gotta let some of that rain go. It's like feelings. If you bottle those up for too long, they get too heavy, and then the storm happens with all the thunder and lightning and stuff. You gotta let it out by letting yourself cry or talking to a friend or someone you trust. And then you let it all out of your system. And then it'll dissipate. And then clear skies will return. That got a little deeper than I thought it would. I was just trying to fill the space. I know it doesn't make sense to have raindrops on the otherwise lovely day for frolicking. I'll draw something else cliche then. Some floaty hearts. Yeah, I know. It's cheesy. Shut up. I heard the heart symbol is supposed to be the shape of two biological hearts together. Not sure how true that is, but it sounds dubious, but whatever keeps the romance pumping. More hearts here to remind you that I love you and I care for you. And more hearts here to remind you to love yourself. Oh, shut up. I know it's a lot of cheese, but it's true. You gotta practice self-care. Drink some milk. Sleep more. Don't beat yourself up when life's beating you up. I think I vandalized your arm enough. Don't worry, it's pen ink. It'll wash off easily. I'm glad you approached me when you knew you needed some comfort. Must have been hard for you to look for help in the first place. I'm proud of you for being brave and taking the first steps you need. If you ever need this again, just drop by my room again or give me a call so I can distract you when I'm not even physically with you, okay? Take care, lovely.